Hi, it's Melissa Moore, and welcome. So I'm so happy to have you here for this week's edition of Mile High Magazine. And one of my favorite guests is Dr. Angela Tran with MedFit Medical Weight Loss. And Dr. Tran, I'm excited to talk to you today about the medical weight loss drugs that are out there because, you know, Oprah did her weight loss special, which I thought was fantastic. And it really has made a big impact on people. Why do you think that was?
Yes, I mean, gosh, this is such a hot topic. And Oprah, you know, she really has been one of the most scrutinized celebrities in terms of her weight, right? Yep. But even at her level of fame, she really was very vulnerable, which I appreciate, and took the courage to finally raise awareness that obesity is truly a medical disease. And again, as an obesity medicine specialist, I really want to hone in that we do want to teach our audience to let go of the shame and blame that our patients suffer, you know, because of their weight issues.
Right. So explain, when you say it's a disease, how is that different than what we have always been told? And that's it. Hey, if you just work a little bit harder, if, you know, you just eat less calories, then you work off, you'll lose weight. When we call it a disease, now that that's how it's classified, how do those facts change?
Oh, for sure. You know, we're finally really understanding that there is actually a metabolic rooted problem when it comes to weight challenges. So every patient that I discuss, I actually don't even ask them about their diet and exercise. The first question I ask is, when did you get lab work? Because there are certain medical conditions that can actually interfere with your progress, such as insulin resistance, diabetes, you know, even cholesterol problems. And, you know, us females, as we all know, hormone problems,
yes,
thyroid problems, menopause. As you can tell, these are all part of the picture that actually needs to be fixed first. Otherwise, you're just pulling hair trying to lose weight when you're not fixing the underneath problem.
And I think when you talk about hormones, that is so interesting because for so many women, I mean, perimenopause starts and it can start in your 30s, as we have learned. And all of a sudden, when those hormones are out of whack, what does that do to your body's ability to lose weight?
Yes, one of the most common things, and this is actually not just in women, but men will experience this as well. But as we age, every 10 years, we start to lose muscle mass. Muscles is actually one of the most driving factors for your metabolism. And especially as a female who, you know, I admit I am in my mid to late 40s. You know, I am in that stage where I'm entering perimenopause, and women who are in menopause, you know, once you lose that estrogen, it really makes it tough to preserve that muscle. And again, for my male patients as well, you know, testosterone levels are important as well. And I always say to my patients, gosh, people really enjoy my analogies. It's like trying to boil water when your stove won't turn on. So if you don't preserve your muscle, you know, fix the hormones, but also really understand how to preserve that, then, you know, you're, like I said, it just makes losing weight that much harder.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the medications that are out there now to help with weight loss. Because you said the first thing you're going to do is do labs. And then if somebody needs the medications, what are they? How do you determine that? I mean, I know looking at Oprah as an example, I mean, at first she was kind of against them, and now she's a big proponent for the weight loss drugs.
Very good question. You know, again, it's really important to discuss this with your doctor. It's almost a bonus to really speak with a medical weight loss specialist such as myself, just because I work with these medications every single day. I work with patients who share the same symptoms and issues. So you are correct that these medications really aren't meant for everybody. Okay. And again, when it comes to lab work, we really need to understand, are you dealing with symptoms related to insulin resistance, for example?
Mm-hmm.
These symptoms can be from, you know, not even being hungry first thing in the morning to having that brain fog or craving sweets and carbs, kind of that magical 2 to 4 p.m., you know, in the afternoon or even in the nighttime after dinner. There are actually clues, but again, a lot of us who aren't in the medical field just chalk it up to stress, right?
Yeah.
We're grinding, we don't sleep well, we don't eat right, we don't exercise, but we're saying, oh, I'll just deal with it.
Yeah.
But as a medical weight loss specialist, you know, there are actually, quote, symptoms related to the disease. So I really encourage patients to have a discussion, not just walk into a place and say, I want to lose weight and automatically get prescribed these medications if it's not really something that you should be on.
Why do you think Oprah changed her mind about the medications? Is it because she recognized that obesity is a disease?
You know, she really wanted to speak to the public, particularly around the emotional shame around it. Again, I think what we really want to educate is that because it's a medical disease and the, you know, now medications that actually have clinical proven worth, it's time to start saying we have treatment. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with, okay, you need to stop eating so many calories and start exercising. It's much like anyone who needs to be on blood pressure medicine or cholesterol medication. We finally have true proven worth of these medications that directly treat, you know, these rooted problems. But keep in mind, I always tell patients now, while these medications are very effective, they definitely need to be accompanied by the proper diet and exercise. We don't want to give the wrong message that you can just take a medication and go on your way. You still need to develop the right healthy lifestyle changes, but there's hope now. There's no longer the need to hide. Mm-hmm. And to discuss this with your medical provider and really understand that you're not alone and you don't have to deal with this like you have been for the last, you know, many years of this struggle.
Yeah, for some people, it's been decades and decades of gaining mm-hmm. and losing the same 20 pounds and not able to keep it off.
Yes. And I tell you, I think the emotional weight is what patients often carry.
Yeah.
And then it makes me sad because I do have patients. In fact, I had a conversation with someone the other day who said that she struggled finding a job because of her physical appearance. And then I had another patient who just was working so hard to lose weight but didn't have energy and just was not able to participate with activities with his family and just wasn't living.
Right.
And I just always tell patients, you know, you got to have a different approach. You know,
right.
Again, we wish we could live in our 20s, but, you know, it's just a different playing field here. But the cool part is you just have to know the rules of the new game, and it makes it much easier.
All right. Well, let's talk about these medications. I mean, you've heard of Mounjaro and Ozempic mm-hmm. and Wegovy, mm-hmm. and those are the brand name. What are your thoughts about those? And then there are a lot of places that do compounding. What do you say to that?
Well, as you know, again, I am formally board certified in obesity medicine, and I want to educate the public that there actually is a significant difference between the branded versions, such as Ozempic, compared to the compounding pharmacies that provide the generic version. People probably heard of the phrase semaglutide.
Right.
Now, there is a distinction is because, I'll be honest with you, the formulas are not exact.
And
I understand that the compounding pharmacies, you know, they really were meant to help, you know, improve this shortage, you know, that we're experiencing with the brand versions. But again, when it is not the exact formula, there is more variability in side effects.
Okay.
In fact, we don't even know if these generic versions, some will work, some will not. There is also a propensity in that. And what I say is that these compounding versions come in the form of vial and syringes rather than pre-filled pens. And I want to say that importantly, because there's a lot of human error. In fact, oh gosh, we saw such an alarming increase in calls to poison control, ER visits. Gosh, these medications really are not simple. And again, it's so important to work with a medical care team. I steer clear of that. I've said this before, we don't want to purchase a fake product,
right,
so to speak. You know, we really want to stick to the branded versions. Those are the ones that have been FDA approved and cleared to be prescribed to the appropriate population to use safely, most importantly.
Right. And it's so interesting you say that, because there are so many compounded pharmacies out there. There are so many doctors out there that mm-hmm. are giving the compounded shots. And people are saying, well, it's so much cheaper. My insurance won't cover mm-hmm. the brand names. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, it does make me sad. that. It is a very challenging, you know, time when it comes to getting insurance coverage, because there are certain criteria, and there are the lucky few who have insurance coverage for these branded versions, but we are looking at out-of-pocket costs of, and I'm not even exaggerating, $1,000+ a month.
Right.
Out-of-pocket. And again, these patients, you know, again, who truly have suffered, you know, almost feel desperate because they've tried everything but can't afford $1,000 out of pocket. So they look for other means. But
right.
The problem is that you may be spending lesser money on these compounded versions. But gosh, I hate to say the cost of these potential complications are going to be wild. So I really want to educate the public to, you know, be very cautious because, again, there is a very distinct difference between compounded and the real branded versions.
So if somebody's tried the compounded and they're like, it just didn't work for me, do they give up, or are they needing to come see a doctor like you and try the real thing? Could there be a difference for them?
You know, I mean, these medications actually have been out for a couple of years now, and I am starting to see an increase in calls with me from patients who said, yeah, I tried semaglutide, it really made me sick, or it didn't work. And I give them the same speech. You know, either, again, those compounding versions just wasn't effective. And so we really help assist the very best that we can to look at their insurance, you know, their medical history. And like I said, the value of me being a medical weight loss doctor, I am able to look at lab work and like I said, put a full picture to discuss, you know, what they would qualify for.
You know, looking ahead into the future, what do you think the future is going to look like and hold for these medications?
You know, from a scientific standpoint, I mean, we've already seen it. These medications are revolutionary, and they are not just changing the healthcare outlook because, again, we are looking at obesity as a disease and really understanding that health really should be a priority, but it's also changing the economy. I mean, you know, we, you know, look at food differently. These medications are changing the way that we just understand how, you know, some of the common problems like diabetes and cholesterol. So it has given us quite a dent. And but I'm happy to say that, you know, if you thought these medications were famous, there are more coming that are even better.
And
again, I just, in a good way, from a medical standpoint, the access is going to be amazing. And again, patients will have options. The caution is that, again, we want to make sure that these medications are properly utilized and not abused for the sake of, quote, being skinny.
I think that is a fantastic point about all of it. Before we go, really quick, there's something that I saw trending on TikTok. It was called Ozempic. What is it, and what are people doing with this?
Oh, my goodness. I just came across that the other day myself. And, you know, Ozempic is another trend that apparently it's a drink that contains oats, water, and lime juice. And TikTokers are, quote, claiming that you can lose 40 pounds in less than 2 months. And again, you know, obviously there's no regulation on TikTok. There's no proven clinical evidence that this works. And quite frankly, sometimes it sort of, you know, made me feel like, gosh, these information can be so harmful. So, you know, obviously we always tell, you know, patients just to, you know, be careful what you see out there on social media, the internet, and again, whatever you do, always, always, always consult with your medical provider or a specialist such as myself so that, again, you're not doing anything that can really honestly lead to something that's life-threatening, actually.
Very sound advice to end on. Dr. Angela Tran with MedFit Medical Weight Loss. For folks that want to get in touch with you and set up that consultation, at least to find out what their options are, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they can just set up a free phone consultation at MedFitMedicalWeightLoss.com. I'm very proud to say that I'm double board certified in internal medicine and obesity medicine, but I've also had over 10 years experience. So, you know, when you hop on the phone call, I know your body inside and out, and it's going to be a true medical discussion, but I will lead you to the path to success and sustainability.
I love that. All right, Dr. Angela Tran, so good talking with you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Melissa Moore. It is Mile High Magazine. Thank you so much for spending the Sunday morning with us. And for more information about Dr. Angela Tran or any of the other guests that we have, it's always available if you just go to your radio station's website. We also have Mile High Magazine as a podcast, so you can like it, you can share it, listen to it at your leisure. Have a great Sunday. Go out there, be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.